Fast food delivery has never been so popular since the pandemic began. Just within the five boroughs of New York City, there are all kinds of food delivery companies like Uber Eats, Grubhub, Seamless, and so on. These companies cover all neighborhoods of New York, but in the neighborhood of Flushing in Queens, where the demographic is mostly Asian, these well-known companies are now facing a real competitor, Hungry Panda.
Hungry Panda is a food delivery platform focused on the Chinese community. The platform's design is very similar to the food delivery platform you can find in mainland China. So it is easy for the Chinese to pick it up and get familiar with the app. Most importantly, Hungry Panda takes WeChat Pay and Alipay, two of the most essential payment platforms that are widely circulated in China. So it is very convenient for those students from China who don't have a credit card.
Moon has been working at the platform since the pandemic began. Before the pandemic struck New York City, Moon worked as an assistant manager at a retail store. Moon and her husband were from Hong Kong, with two kids in the house. Also, she was born in the colonial era of Hong Kong. She does not speak English very well.
Many people stereotype about Hong Kongers as wealthy. This is clearly wrong. If that's the case, I would not work at a retail store where the pay is about the same as those college students who work here part-time only.
Living in Flushing is expensive. Flushing is the fourth largest urban district in the city. Moon and her family rented a single-family house on the edge of the neighborhood. And with the elder kid is about going to college next year, it is more important than ever for her to make some extra income to prepare her kids for success.
I was doing fine in Hong Kong. I have my own apartment, I have a stable job, and my financial burden is not heavy. But I think it's important to think about my kids' future, which is why I came to the US. Although life in the US is stressful, it's worth it for the kids' future.
Moon and her husband are both working before the pandemic. Her salary went straight into the landlord's pocket, and her husband's salary covers the rest of the household expenses. With the pandemic striking the city, kids were out of school. Her husband were out of job too, soon with Governor Cuomo's order to shut down non-essential businesses. Moon was out of work too.
I can still remember it very clearly. It was the morning of March 19. It was a Thursday. I was planning the working schedule for the coming week for all the employees. All of a sudden, the security of the mall just showed up in our store, saying we have to clear out everything because we are non-essential businesses. We have to be shut down immediately next day. So it was kind of disappointing because I was literally told I'm unemployed from that moment on.
Soon, via a co-worker, Moon applied for the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, or the PUA program. And the governor also introduced the Tenant Protection Plan aiming at the pandemic. But to Moon, that's hardly equivalent to what she made when she overworked for pretty much every week for the overtime pay. She needs a real job, a job that can get her enough through the pandemic before the store is allowed to reopen.
It is really unrealistic to rely on the PUA program to go through your days because although it does help you with daily expenses, but I need to think about the future. I need to have savings. My elder kid is going to college next year, so I need saving seriously.
She started her job search on the internet. She afraid her poor English skill cannot land her a temporary position. But she soon realized she could find a job with her limited English ability.
Few days after furlough, I saw an ad on Hungry Panda on WeChat. It seems to be a good opportunity. They have pretty flexible schedule. I didn't hesitate since it was not easy to find a job during the hard time anyway. Plus, I really need to make some saving.
Welcome to the podcast of Gig Sociology at Hunter College, the City University of New York. In this episode, we'll be learning the food delivery jobs in an immigrant neighborhood. At this episode, I talked to Moon, who's from Hong Kong, how her life was impacted by the COVID crisis, and how her second job at the food delivery platform has helped her during this difficult time. Throughout the episode, we will hear Moon's experience of working on the platform, and I will chime in for context. Hiring process was easy like many gig platforms. Moon presented her identification document and driver license, and she got approval from the company soon after.
I just got my driver's license last year, which was lucky. I definitely wouldn't go take driving classes at this moment. When I started off in March, most delivery was for groceries. Many people worry about the sanitation condition in the restaurant, and there's a lot of conspiracy about the virus. For example, people thinking the virus can be transmitted through food.
Still, although very limited, she was able to make around $100 per day of work.
Around $100 isn't that much. After deducting the gas cost, insurance cost, and anything else, it's really not a lot coming into your pocket, but it's better than doing nothing and praying at home, I guess.
One thing that Moon found out pretty annoying with this platform is tipping. Most of her delivery doesn't contain tips.
Most Asian, specifically Chinese, don't have the habit of tipping. Although some do tip, but it's not the majority. I would have chosen Uber Eats rather than Hungry Panda for income, but Hungry Panda has a much more well-known presence in the neighborhood. The money earned after the deduction are pretty much used by grocery shopping.
Even though Hungry Panda is not the best platform, Moon certainly enjoys working rather than staying home. Not only does it bring the money the family needs, but it also brings her mental comfort for actually being working.
I think it's mainly because of the pandemic. Most customers were pretty friendly. It's not like the situation you will encounter in a retail store where there's always some angry customer about your store. Although not many people were tipping, but it still lightens up my mood, knowing that my customer is satisfied and appreciated.
Few months later, finally New York's COVID situation is under control. However, because the store is located inside a shopping mall, she still cannot return to her regular full-time job. That means more time spent on Hungry Panda.
In the beginning of June, when I was watching the COVID update from the governor, and stores inside the mall cannot be opened because we need to reinstall those AC systems. It was kind of disappointed because that means I have to spend more time on Hungry Panda, but the income is not really that stable.
Summer is right around the corner. As the COVID counts lowered in the state, people in the neighborhood started to relax. That means people weren't so concerned about food delivery like the peak of the pandemic. Dumpling, dim sum, even sashimi were the top favorite food.
I was amazed at those who were brave enough to eat sashimi. The COVID virus is known for surviving under low temperature. Even not the virus, sashimi can get spoiled easily because of the high temperature. One of the deliveries I made is for sashimi, and that sashimi was spoiled. Although the customer left a negative review for me as the driver, but thankfully, the platform didn't take the charge out of my account.
Moon has worked for Hungry Panda until September, when the store inside the mall finally are allowed to open. Will she work for this company again?
I wouldn't say yes. I only chose this job because I temporarily lost my full-time job. This isn't a high-income job, and you have to be good at calculating the cost for working on this platform.
Moon is an assistant manager at an Asian specialty store in the neighborhood of Flushing. She tells us a story as she head back into her regular full-time position as store inside shopping mall started to reopen in September 2020. This story was produced by Zane, a student at the Gig Economy Sociology class at Hunter College, the City University of New York. The Voice of Gig Economy podcast series is produced by the students of the Gig Economy class.